Robert C. Felder, F-E-L-D-E-R, 10-13-55, 68-year-old construction worker, originally from Mississippi. He's single, has four children, does smoke, does drink alcohol, lives alone with a caretaker in his house, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from CHF, COPD, severe shortness of breath, weakness, hypertension, corpulmonale, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema related to corpulmonale, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and depression, period. His COVID immunization is up to date. Mom and dad passed away a long time ago. He doesn't know exactly what. Allergy, none. Medications, albuterol, HFA, every 2 to 3 hours. Albuterol plus Atrovent per nebulizer at least 4 times a day. Norvasc, 5 milligrams a day. Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams at nighttime. Flonase, 2 puffs once a day. Prednisone taper most recently because of increased shortness of breath. Lasix, 40 milligrams a day. Metoprolol, succinate, 25 milligrams once a day. Singulair, 10 milligrams a day. Trazodone, 100 milligrams a day. Norco, 5 325 once a day. Surgery, he's had a gunshot wound to the right leg, which requires multiple surgery, graft placement, and 3 hernia surgeries in the past. Medical problems as above. Review of system, a cough, congestion, shortness of breath, weakness. Symptoms, shortness of breath, both related to pulmonary hypertension and exacerbation of COPD, as well as his severe end-stage COPD. He's tachycardic and he's hypoxic at the time of visit, period. His vital signs, O2 sats 88 to 90, room air, 97 pulse, 140 over 86, heart, pulses, one pulses, two tachycardic lungs, very little breath sound, very little air movement, consistent with pink puffer, in quotation, COPD, end-stage COPD patient. Lower extremity, trace edema, neurological, non-focal, but patient's quite weak. He's sitting in a chair. He's not able to ambulate. He's not able to speak full sentences because of his shortness of breath. Neck shows positive JVD, oral mucosa without any lesion. Assessment, 68-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, tachycardia, copulmonale, right-sided weakness, requires O2 at this time. Patient is on prednisone therapy regarding his exacerbation of COPD, refused hospitalization, does not want to go back to the hospital ever. He wants to be taken care of at home, hence the reason for end-of-life/palliative care. Next one is hypertension controlled. Next one is, has had extensive history of prednisone therapy and dependency on prednisone in the past. Next one is continue with breathing treatments. Next one is continue with Lasix for corpulmonale. Next one is anxiety, next one is depression, next one is not suicidal, next one is continue with Wellbutrin and Trazodone, next one is continue with Norco for pain, next one is he may benefit from an anxiolytic as well, next one is overall prognosis remains poor for Robert given his advanced COPD, tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, corpulmonale and other associated symptoms, and dependency on, and total dependency on ADL that was mentioned above. Thank you.